Today is Election Day in New York, and voters are heading out to the polls this morning. In Syracuse, Democratic Mayor Stephanie Miner is running against the Green Party's Kevin Bott and Conservative Ian Hunter. In Watertown, voters will select two members to the city council. In Oswego, there are three contested races for city council. And in Utica, voters will select their new city controller. There are also six amendments on the ballot, including the casino gambling amendment and one to raise the retirement age of Court of Appeals judges. Polls are open from now until 9 o'clock. Two of those six amendments on today's ballot deal with land swaps in New York's Adirondack Park. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, one of the proposals has split environmental groups.
The ballot amendment would allow a mining company to take over 200 acres of what are now Forest Preserve lands to expand its operations. In exchange, Nyco Minerals has offered to give the state 1,500 acres of other lands. Peter Bauer with the group Protect the Adirondack says it's a bad deal.
To give that away so that it can be clear-cut and blasted and incorporated into an open-pit mine really doesn't make sense.
Willie Janeway is with the Adirondack Council, which, along with the Adirondack Mountain Club, supports the swap. He says the land offered by the mining company would open up public access to key wilderness areas
and provide for significant benefits to the Forest Preserve with additional land protected, while also helping to ensure that communities and people can thrive in the park, too.
He says the deal would also help retain the jobs of 100 miners. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.